is Rise of Fame with People Bryson and Jim Brickman. My heart belongs to you. And you're still tuned in to Rise of Fame Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And the question of the evening is, would you do something that goes against your beliefs if it were necessary? And we're having a conversation on cognitive dissonance, because sometimes we keep doing the same thing over and over again, knowing that change must happen in order for us to get a different outcome. Uphela umnyaka ufike to this point where we are born ukuthi umnyaka so uphelile, but I'm nowhere near achieving the goals that I've set for the year. Iqiniso uyaladi, and awubi nekuthula futhi, because you know the things that are setting you back. You know the things that you need to do or stop doing for you to get to a place where you can achieve the goals that you've set. But for some reason, you continue doing the very things that go against what you are trying to achieve. So cognitive dissonance is the psychological discomfort a person feels when holding two or more conflicting beliefs, attitudes, or behaviors, which motivates them to change one or more of these elements to achieve consistency and reduce the unease. The mental discomfort can manifest as stress, anxiety, guilt, or tension, and often drives people to rationalize their actions, change their beliefs, or avoid conflicting information to restore a sense of harmony. So here you are. You want a better life. You want different circumstances in your personal, financial, or even professional life. But instead of doing what you know you need to do, you start resenting people who are brave enough to do what needs to be done in order to achieve the outcome nawe loyifunako, because we all want to win. Uphinze futhi wena ungabi nekuthula, because we need to hold ourselves accountable at some point in life and stop attributing certain things to witchcraft and other people being favored more than other people. The truth is, we fail to hold ourselves accountable in the habits and the things that we do that are conflicting behaviors that go against what we are trying to achieve. And not a lot of people can do that. It's so much comfortable for you to know that something is wrong, but to continue doing it anyway because it feels good. Even if you know, there is no way I'm going to get the outcome that I desire from doing this, but because it feels good, I'm going to keep doing it. You know that your finances are not exactly what you want, but you continue to overspend. You continue to waste money. You continue to not invest in having a side hustle. And then you resent people who have the courage and the guts to do exactly what you're failing to do. No. Sometimes you need to be honest with yourself. If it makes me feel the way that I feel to see someone doing the things that I know I should be doing, but I'm not, then I must change it and stop living gule conflict where my behaviors and choices and who I claim to be and my beliefs, my values and principles, akhambisani. Let me know on the station's Facebook page, would you do something that goes against your beliefs if it were necessary? Or are you the kind of person who says, I know that my beliefs, my values and principles are guidelines and they are protecting me and helping me to achieve lento lengifunako empilweni without difficulty. So I would never compromise, because I know that to compromise even one of those is going to cost me a lot more as far as the journey that I'm on to achieving the life that I desire. Let me know on the station's Facebook page. Are you disciplined or now you struggle and live with the guilt and then resent other people who are winning this life thing? It's Usher. Yay. Peace. It's Rise of Fame with Justin Bieber, Get Me. And you're still tuned in to Rise of Fame Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. Now, the question of the evening is, would you do something that goes against your beliefs if it were necessary. And we're having a conversation on cognitive dissonance. Now, how does it work? Conflicting cognitions. The core of cognitive dissonance is the clash between inconsistent cognitions, which can be thoughts, beliefs, values, or behaviors. Psychological discomfort. This inconsistency creates an unpleasant emotional state or psychological tension that people are motivated to alleviate. So sometimes your stress, your anxiety, and your depression, it does not stem from anything beyond your control. You know the truth, but you just don't want to accept, Gutsi, you are the one who's making yourself sick. You are in conflict, constantly in conflict and unhappy because you know what you need to do, but you are just not doing it. To silence the noise and bring peace to your mind and your life. Motivation for change. To resolve the discomfort, individuals will try to make their thoughts and behaviors consistent again, often through one or several strategies. Now, strategies to reduce dissonance. Change a behavior. The person may change their behavior to align with their belief. For example, a smoker might quit smoking to reduce the dissonance between their belief that smoking is bad for their health and their actions. Change a belief or attitude. The person might alter their belief or attitude to justify their behavior. For instance, the smoker might downplay the health risks of smoking, convincing themselves that the risks are exaggerated. Add new cognitions. The individual may find new information or justifications to support their behavior and reduce the conflict. Trivialize or avoid contradictory information. The person might dismiss or avoid information that highlights the inconsistency. Examples are smoking. A person who values their health but continues to smoke experiences dissonance between their belief and their behavior. So there you are. You're constantly worried. Hey, I'm making myself sick. But you're not doing anything to get help so that you can stop smoking. You're in conflict. And it's going to stress you. Because you're doing whatever you're doing, but aigletseli njabulo, aigletseli peace. It's almost a situation where I feel good and I feel the relief when I do get a smoke. But for the rest of the time, I'm worried about my health because I am a person who's health conscious and I know exactly what the consequences of what I've just done are for my health. I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment, but do let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943, and you know what to do. It's Rise FM. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943, would you do something that goes against your beliefs if it were necessary? And this is what you had to say. Mangoba's art photography music profile. Utsmanzini, I have a problem with belief and knowledge and faith these days. I no longer see the theme of it all besides life. Every now and again, I think we all question if we're on the right track where those are concerned. So it's a part of life. Sometimes you need to review the way you do things, what you believe in, and your principles, and check. Yeah, I need to be open to a different way of life or perspective. Lucky Pimatons, it's no. I'm a man of principles. I'll never break the rules. MG Mkachwa, there are certain things that I will never do, even if I was promised billions. In short, principle and loyalty over everything. Still arise, come on, Fizile, don't do it, Mabope. What is it that I mustn't do? I didn't say I was planning to do anything that goes against my belief. Tembisa Klenimguni, if gapeta, gapeta, and doing something that is against your belief still might not work accordingly. Rather understand where you're coming from and what's it that your ancestors and your angels want from you. Because you might find out that you're using umuti while abokoko bako never believed in those things. So true. And that one I will emphasize, Gutsi. There are certain things other people can do and it works very well for them. When I went to the very same thing, following the very same instructions, and ingagiyildi anything. That's just how life is. So don't do what other people are doing simply because you feel gutsi. Well, if they succeeded in doing exactly that, namindo pumelel, it all depends on who you are, where you come from. What you are meant to be doing. If fish ange we fages by and say tingomo is survive, it's not possible. So you sing tingomo is by any doing well and feeling good. No man, that is you signing up for failure. You are volunteering yourself for a life of inadequacy
ubungasi inadequate. Andy Swapi Dladla uthi never, I don't eat at funerals, it's against my beliefs and I won't do it. Bendula Keke Grayson uthi Eta, good evening Skoko, I'm happy to hear your voice again as Ibambe Soibega Gulwesine together. Somehow in life, one has to compromise and improvise in order to achieve one's dreams and goals. Mine vele ngeke ngicabange kabili if suspending some of my beliefs and principles to benefit and grow. We all want to grow and change for the better, so why limit yourself if there are possibilities out there? Life is too short to make one mistake. There are plenty of mistakes to be made. Ayavakala Skoko san. Real Banele Utsi, yes, if it is necessary. Austin Power Utsi, no, never, it will affect me in the long run. And happy birthday to you, Austin Power. Hope you had a great one. Ay, ufanele ubo utholile imbijane phela namhlanje 25. Yabona wena ubirthday kahle Skoko san. Bangakwendeli phasi, bangakwendeli mona bathi basatobona. Ababe nje seba labakhohliwe. Austin Power namhla ibirthday yakhe akuvibrate iphone lapho athole tipo takhe tema ine ma cash send noma iwallet. Thompson Lubisi uthi yes, sometimes you have to sacrifice. Prince Mnisi uthi it depends on the circumstances. Mabrigado was a Skanda uthi sonke until that time nguye Mabrigado Skanda. Hi, Skoko Sam Skanda. Victor Mgidi uthi no, principle means a lot to me. Bodlela Phihli Phohlo uthi no, it will never be necessary for me to do that. It would mean I'm doing it to please someone else, and I'm done doing anything to please someone else. Gwana, hey, it's a tough one. I don't want to lie. And I feel we've all been there in one aspect of our life or the other. But the truth is, your peace matters. If something will not give you peace, then it's not a win. Because at the end of the day, you cannot be sitting in a situation that you've always dreamed of, that you've always wanted, and still not have peace, and still feel, Mutsi, you are the same person that you were when you were still dreaming of that thing, noma sekhona. Clearly, it wasn't worth compromising. So it really is up to everyone to say, are you going to live the rest of your life being comfortable living a life of regret? Or are you going to get to a point where you realize that I've compromised so much of what I believe in and who I am in the past? And to be honest, it wasn't worth it. So I'm not doing it anymore. I'm staying true to myself, even if it hurts, even if it's hard, even if it costs me relations. But if it gives me peace of mind, it's worth whatever it's going to cost me. Think about it, Skok. It's Rise FM.